That's my problem. I've got so many presents that I've got to buy and so many things I've got to sort out before Christmas comes. Do you mind if I just have a look at my Christmas present list? Because otherwise I'll not be able to concentrate on the sermon. It's everybody in the family I've got to buy for. I've got to buy for Andrea, and I've got to buy for Mum and Dad, and I've got to buy for Catherine and Emma and Bethany, and then there's Ben, and there's Rich, and there's Fraser, he's new, and then there's my brother and his wife, and Josh and Rhiannon, and Josh's wife, Jess, and then Rhiannon's boyfriend, who's called Ollie, and then there's friends far away, and honestly, there's just so many people to buy for, and my list just gets longer and longer and longer, and I find it really difficult. Who else has got things to buy for? Who else has got people to buy for? There's only 2 days left shopping. You've still got to... Is that for me?
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Fab. At least I'm getting one present. Anybody else still got presents to buy? You can be honest, nobody's looking. Madge has still got presents to buy. You've got presents to buy. Put your hands up if you've still got presents left to buy. Is it stressful?
Yes.
It is stressful, isn't it? You've got 2 days left. Are you going to go to work tomorrow and Tuesday?
No.
You're not. Who's got presents to buy who's still got to go to work tomorrow and Tuesday? Sarah, you have. How many presents have you got to get? Three more presents. Big presents or little presents? Big presents. Tim, I'm really sorry, mate, but you might not be lucky. Because, unless it's late night shopping, it's just so stressful, isn't it? And then not only am I worried about the presents I've got to buy the family, I'm really worried about the presents I've got to buy for you. Because I decided this year that I would buy a present for every one of you. Really? Every one of you. And I thought, well, how many people are going to come to the carol service? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I thought, 300. 300 should be enough. I'll buy 300 presents for you. And and then I looked around this evening. I thought, maybe you don't want any presents. Do you not want any presents?
Yeah.
Yes. You have too many presents. Your sister says you have too many presents.
I have too many presents.
Too many presents, so sorry.
You
can never have too many presents. It's true, you can never have too many presents. And I really wanted to be able to give you a present this evening. A present that you would really enjoy and that you could take away with you. One of the really miserable things about this service is we give you that lovely little candle. Yeah? You get to light it for 30 seconds while we sing a hymn. And then you have to blow it out and give it back at the end. How mean is that? I mean, honestly, how mean is that? But I thought, wouldn't it be lovely? Wouldn't it be lovely if I gave you that candle to take away with you? Hey, don't tell the treasurer. Don't tell the treasurer. Because that candle signifies something really special at not just this time of the year, but all the year. It signifies something special about what God has done for you and me. Be a bit ridiculous, wouldn't it, to give you all a present? Do you not think?
No.
No. Well, maybe, smarty pants, you better look under your chair. Your life jacket is under your seat. Check under your seats, everybody. Check under your seats where your life jacket would normally be. Everybody, check under your seats. Everybody, check under your seats where your life jacket would be. It's not chewing gum. Don't eat it. It's not chewing gum. Unless you find some chewing gum, in which case, help yourself. But if it's attached to the light, it's not chewing gum. Everybody, look under your seats. Peggy, have you looked under your seat? Have you got one? Look under your seat where your life jacket would be. If the person next to you hasn't looked under their seats, help them out. And if you've found something, lift it up. It's like an Elton John concert. Barry Manilow. I promise you there are 300 tea lights in this room. There is one under every seat between the pillars up to here. And some are beyond the pillars. Okay. Okay. You see, in a moment, we'll have a reading from St. John's Gospel. And St. John's Gospel will tell us about this wonderful gift that God has given us, which is Jesus, who is the light of the world. And that light brings life to those who believe in him. I want you to be able to take this gift of light home with you today. To take it home, to put it in your living rooms, on your bedside tables, put it on your windowsills, put it everywhere you can, so it shines out the light and the love of Jesus into your home. Hold them up again if you've got one. Can we put the lights right down at the back? Somebody, we have the lights right off. Look at that. Fantastic. How pretty is that? That was worth coming for. If not just for the mince pies afterwards, that was worth coming for. But some of you haven't got any lights at all. You guys at the back have got no lights whatsoever. Have you? No. How does it feel to have no lights? Awful. Rejected. Say again. You say again? Unfair. Unfair. Left out. Well, I think that's true. It feels unfair. It feels left out. But to be honest, what have none of you done? What have none of you done?
Thank you.
No? None of you at the back, what have you done? You haven't asked me for one, have you? You've sat there and you've thought, oh, this is terrible. Everybody else has got a lovely, pretty little light, and I've not got one, and that's unfair, and that's terrible, and oh, gosh, how awful it is. But I've got a pocket full here. Honestly, I have. I've got a pocket full. And, you know, if you want a light, all you have to do is ask for that light. You want one. That's the kind of response we want. There you go, young man. You have one. And you want one. And you want one. And you want one. Who else wants one? You want one. There you go. You want one. Anybody else? You want one. There. One for you. And one for you. And one for you. Who else wants one? You want one. There's one for Gloria there. Now, I am actually running out now. One for you. And one for you. And one for you. There you go. You see, the thing about the light of Jesus that we hear about so much at Christmas, this light of life that comes into our hearts if we believe, this light that came that we might all have everlasting life, this light that came that we might all know what it means to be back in relationship with God, is there for you to ask for. It's there for you to discover. Nobody is excluded. I'm sorry, I should have bought 400 lights, but the treasurer really would have gone mad if I'd done that. It's there for you all to have whenever you want. You just have to recognize how beautiful it is. You just have to reach out and take it. You just have to put your hand up and say, God, I want some of your light in my life. I want some of your everlasting life to be the light of my life. There are lots of people here in Christchurch who know what it means to have the light of Christ in their lives. And it's not just about a little plastic tea light. But you know, for some of us, that light can begin to get a bit dim. It can begin to get a bit faded. Our batteries can begin to run a bit flat. And we still wave around our little light, but it's not really a light anymore at all. It's not very bright and it's gone out. And I promise you that if you leave these little tea lights on, within a day, they will go out. Because they're not the light of Christ. They're just tea lights. But as well as buying 300 tea lights, I also bought 300 spare batteries. I promise you, this is only part of them. I want to say to you, when the light begins to go out, come back and get a battery. It's free. All you have to do is, what do you have to do at the back? Ask for one, and I'll give you one. And if you really want, I'll give you a whole strip of five batteries. Because, you know, we do have to keep coming back together to listen to God, to pray with him, to hear what he has to say, to learn what he says in the Bible, to sing his praises. And it's like a battery recharge. When our lives start to go dull and darkness starts to creep back in, when the batteries in your tea light begin to go down, come back to God for more. For more. The reading in John's Gospel that we'll hear in a moment is about John, who comes to testify to the light, to tell people about the light, so they can discover it, so they can belong to them, so they can know it in their hearts. You too can know the light of Jesus in your life, not just tonight in this pretty service, not just over the next 24 hours while your little tea light plays away on the mantelpiece or on the windowsill or beside your bed or stuck on the car dashboard, but every day, I would gladly give somebody all 300 of these batteries if it meant that your light would shine, not just today, but for 300 more days. Those of us who know what it's like to have Jesus' light shining in our hearts know that it chases away the darkness. You get to keep your little lights tonight, and you get to take them away. And for those of you who didn't get an electric tea light tonight, you can get to take away the light of Jesus in your life. You have not missed out. You will not need to go away empty. You will not need to feel rejected anymore if you invite the light of Jesus into your life. If these people up here in the posh seats are happy to settle just for an LED tea light, well, that's fine. But I hope that each and every one of us here tonight will only settle for the one true light, the light of Jesus in our hearts, because it is He and His light that can chase away darkness. It is Him and His light that can bring light to us. It is Him and His light that through Him comes everlasting life. Enjoy the tea light this Christmas, and do come back, because otherwise I don't know what I'm going to do with 300 batteries. Do come back for a recharge. Do come back for a top-up. Do come back to learn more about what the light of Jesus can do in your life today and tomorrow and right through into next year. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, as we look at these pretty little lights, as small as they are beautiful. May the beauty of your light dwell in our hearts. May it change us as people. May it give us hope evermore. May it soften us, warm us, encourage us, challenge us. May it grant us peace this Christmas and life everlasting. Amen.